American Language Course, Volume 2300, Tape 2302C. Hello. How are you today? Good. Open your tape support material book to the material for tape 2302C. Make sure you have a pencil or pen. You'll need one. Look at figure 1. You see two columns, A and B. There are some words in column A and some phrases in column B. These are some terms we use to talk about swimming and swimming pools. Listen carefully and repeat the words in column A only. Ready? Listen and repeat. Pool. Pool. Dressing room. Dressing room. Bathing suit. Bathing suit. Race. Race. Feet. Feet. Dive. Dive. Head first. Head first. Take. Take. Did you repeat everything correctly? I hope so. Now look at the phrases in column B. Do you see that some of the words are missing? Okay, now I'm going to say these phrases, and you write in the missing words. This time, don't repeat. Just listen and write. Number 1. Take swimming lessons. Number 2. Beat you in a race. Number 3. Race you across the pool. Number 4. Dive into the water. Number 5. Jump in head first. Number 6. Swim in the pool. Number 7. Put on your bathing suit. And number 8, change in the dressing room. That was easy, wasn't it? You only had to copy one word in each number. Now check your spelling. Okay, we finished with figure 1. Write down the number you got correct. Now, take a look at figure 2. We're going to talk about magazines. Do you see three statements next to each number? In this exercise, you will select the statement that is closest in meaning to the sentence on tape. You will need to listen carefully. Remember to circle the letter of the sentence, which means the same as the sentence you hear. Let's begin. Number 1. Articles are based on fact. Number 2. John reads magazines that contain shortened or condensed articles. Number 3. Some magazines appear monthly. Number 4. Those magazines contain cartoons. Number 5. The first story about the pool was made up. Number 6. Those are very good books. Now let's check to see how many you got right. For number 1, A is correct. The sentence was, articles are based on fact. Based on fact means true. For number 2, C is correct. The sentence was, John reads magazines that contain shortened or condensed articles. We know that magazines with condensed articles are called digests. Number 3, A is correct. The sentence was, some magazines appear monthly. When magazines are published, they appear. Number 4, B is correct. I'll read the sentence again. Those magazines contain cartoons. Funny drawings are called cartoons. Number 5, C is correct. The sentence was, the first story about the pool was made up. A fiction story is a story that is made up. And for number 6, C is correct. The sentence for number 6 was, those are very good books. When something is of high quality, it is very good. Did you get them all correct? If so, that's very good. Put the number of answers you got right in the blank at the end of figure 2. Next, turn to figure 3. These are two columns. One marked swimming pools, and the other magazines. I will read some sentences. If the sentence I read is about swimming, mark A, the swimming pools column. If it is about magazines, then you should mark B, the magazines column. Are you ready? Here we go. Number 1. They vary in literary quality. Okay, is the sentence about swimming pools or magazines? It's about magazines, so you should mark B, the magazines column, for number 1. Now listen to the rest of the sentences. Remember to mark A for swimming and B for magazines. Listen. Number 2. Don't dive in where it's too shallow. Number 3. Things of interest are presented through photographs. Number 4. What do you subscribe to? Number 5. Lie on the towel and put on some suntan lotion. Number 6. The article was quite interesting. Okay, now you can check your work. Mark an X next to the ones you got wrong. We already did number 1 together. It was B. Number 2 is A. The sentence was, don't dive in where it's too shallow. We mean, don't dive where the water is too shallow when swimming. Number 3 and number 4 are both B. The sentence in number 3 was, things of interest are presented through photographs. Number 4 was the question, what do you subscribe to? In number 3, things are presented through photographs in magazines. And in number 4, people subscribe to magazines if they want to have them delivered to their homes. The answer to number 5 is A. The sentence was, lie on the towel and put on some suntan lotion. And the last one, number 6, is B. The sentence was, the article was quite interesting. Did you get them all correct? I hope so. Don't forget to write down the number correct at the right. Look at figure 4. You see 8 groups of 3 phrases each. I will read part of a sentence, and then you select the phrase A, B, or C, which best completes the sentence. Okay? Remember, listen carefully, and then circle the letter which is the best ending for the sentence. Ready? Number 1. A snack bar is a place. That was easy, wasn't it? The word where means a place. So, a snack bar is a place where you can eat. The correct answer is B. Now let's continue. Number 2. You can dive. Number 3. That magazine is the one. Number 4. Summer is the season. Number 5. They will reprint the book. Number 6. Let's use a towel. Number 7. He is the person. Number 8. I will beat that girl. Okay, let's see how you did. We said number 1 was B. So look at number 2. The answer to number 2 is A. You can dive where the water is deep. Number 3 is C. That magazine is the one that published his story. The correct answer to number 4 is B. Summer is the season, the time when children have vacation. Number 5, the correct answer is A. They will reprint the book which contains pictures. Number 6 is also A. Let's use a towel that isn't as wet as this one. For number 7, the answer is C. He is the person who writes poetry for that magazine. And for number 8, the answer is also C. I will beat that girl when we race across the pool. How many did you get correct this time? How many wrong? None, I hope. You should write down the number you got correct. All right, now let's go on to something different. Are you ready for exercise 5? Have you turned to figure 5? I'm going to dictate a paragraph. First, just listen as I read. When I read the paragraph the second time, fill in the blanks with the correct words. We will check your work after you have finished. Listen carefully. Be sure you don't write until the second time I read. Let's begin now. The water is cold, but if you get wet all at once, you won't feel cold. After you dive in, I'll race you across the pool. But remember, it isn't fair if you start before I say go. When we finish the race, we can lie face up on our towels in the sun and warm up while we read something. By the way, did you bring any suntan lotion? We'll need it if we start to burn. Now I will read the paragraph again. Listen carefully and fill in the blanks with the correct words as I read. The water is cold, but if you get wet all at once, you won't feel cold. After you dive in, I'll race you across the pool. But remember, it isn't fair if you start before I say go. When we finish the race, we can lie face up on our towels in the sun and warm up while we read something. By the way, did you bring any suntan lotion? We'll need it if we start to burn. Now we will check to see if you were able to write in the missing words. If you made a mistake, put a circle around the word. If you didn't write a word, write it in the blank of your exercise and put a circle around it. Ready? Let's begin. Number one, once. O-N-C-E. Number two, dive. D-I-V-E. Number three, across. A-C-R-O-S-S. Number four, fair. F-A-I-R. R. Number five, race. R A C E. Number six, towels. T O W E L S. Number seven, warm. W A R M. Number eight, lotion. L O T I O N. Number nine, burn. B-U-R-N. I hope you remember to circle any wrong word you wrote and were able to write in the words you didn't hear when I read the paragraph. Put the number you got right in the blank at the end of figure five. Now look at figure six. In this exercise, there are five groups of words or phrases. For each group, you will hear a story. You must listen very carefully. After the story finishes, you will decide the correct order of the three words or phrases. If one happened first, you write the number one in front of it. If it occurred second, you write two, and so on. The first one, story A, is very easy. Let's do it together. Listen. Story A. Before we swim today, let's lie on our towels and warm up in the sun. Then we can dive in and swim for a while. Now, what happened first? They were lying in the sun first. So in figure 6, story A, you should write the number 1 in the blank space before lie in the sun. What happened second? They dived in. Write the number two before dive in. Next, of course, they swam. So you should write the number three before swim. Let's do story B together also, just to make sure you've got the right idea. Remember to listen very carefully and write the number one in front of the phrase that tells what happened first, the number two in front of what happened second, and the number three in front of the last thing that happened. Ready? Listen. Story B. Last year, I wanted to buy that magazine, but I had to wait until it was published. Once it had appeared, I bought a copy. I liked it so much that I later got a subscription. Now, write your answers. Okay, now what happened first? Of course, the magazine appeared. It had to appear before the person could buy it. So you should write the number one in front of the phrase, "The magazine appeared," and the number two in front of the phrase, "Bought the magazine." Last of all, the person got a subscription. So the number three goes in front of the phrase, "Got a subscription." Do you have that? The answers are 2, 1, 3. Okay, now you are on your own. Listen to story C. Remember to listen very carefully. You will have 25 seconds to put the events in the correct order after the story finishes. Ready? Story C. The other day, I read an entertaining article about swimming. It was, however, rather long. It told of a boy who was taking swimming lessons, and who later learned to do the backstroke. Yesterday, I found the same article, but in a shortened form in a digest. Now write your answers. Story D. Yesterday was a holiday from school, so the two boys decided to go swimming. After they put on their bathing suits in the dressing room, they ran to the pool and jumped in head first. Now write your answers. Story E. 2 years ago, I wrote an article about a trip I took around the world. I sent it to a travel magazine because my friends told me it was very entertaining. Just last month, the magazine finally published my article, after 2 years of waiting. Now write your answers. Now, let's check and see how well you did. Once again, put an X next to the ones you did not get correct. We already did story A. We said the answers were 2, dive in, 3, swim, and 1 lie in the sun. Listen to story A one more time and check your answers again. Story A. Before we swim today, let's lie on our towels and warm up in the sun. Then we can dive in and swim for a while. We did story B together also. The answers were 2, bought the magazine, 1, the magazine appeared, and 3, got a subscription. Again, the correct answers were 2, 1, 3. Listen to story B once more. Story B. Last year, I wanted to buy that magazine, but I had to wait until it was published. Once it had appeared, I bought a copy. I liked it so much that I later got a subscription. Now, for story C, the answers are 3, 1, 2. Again, 3, 1, 2. First, the boy was learning how to swim. Second, the boy swam the backstroke. And last of all, finally, the article was condensed. Listen to story C once more. Story C. The other day, I read an entertaining article about swimming. It was, however, rather long. It told of a boy who was taking swimming lessons and who later learned to do the backstroke. Yesterday, I found the same article, but in shortened form in a digest. Are you ready for story D? The answers are 1, 3, 2. First, the boys decided to go swimming. Then they put on their bathing suits, and after that they jumped in head first. Once again, the answers are 1, 3, 2. Did you get those correct? Listen to the story one more time. Story D. Yesterday was a holiday from school, so the two boys decided to go swimming. After they put on their bathing suits in the dressing room, they ran to the pool and jumped in head first. Finally, for story E, the answers are 3, 2, 1. First, the author took a trip. Then he wrote an article about the trip. And 2 years later, the magazine published the article. In other words, the article finally appeared in the magazine. Again, the answers are 3, 2, 1. Did you put them in the right order? Listen to the story one more time. Story E. 2 years ago, I wrote an article about a trip I took around the world. I sent it to a travel magazine because my friends told me it was very entertaining. Just last month, the magazine finally published my article after 2 years of waiting. Well, how did you do? That exercise was pretty difficult, wasn't it? If you have a question about any story in Figure 6, you should ask your instructor to explain the answer for you in class. When the tape ends, do the evaluation exercise for this unit. Read the instructions carefully. If you have any questions, ask your instructor for help. Your instructor will check your work when you finish. Goodbye for now. This is the end of tape 2302C.